I really hope you're listening, cause I'm swimming in these clouds of doubt and the fog is thickening. I'm witnessing the wickedness of my heart, soliciting on my thoughts, swiftly ripping me apart. I hate this nature of sin, yet I'm tempted by its pleasure, seeing myself in Proverbs 26:11. Prone to wander back to the places you saved me from. The gospel satisfies, but why am I feeling undone? I'm worthy and worthless for your service indeed. How could a holy and perfect God use a sinner like me? Dirty your deeds, filthy rags in my apparel. I'm called to bring good news, but I'm failing as your herald. I'm trying to do my best, but my efforts is failing. Feeling like I don't belong, reading Matthew 5:3-11. But I'm reminded that it's you who works within me for your good and glory. Help me to cling to your truth and not my feelings.
Can I not need him? He's knocking on my front door. How can I not greet him? The shepherd of men, why would he ever mislead him? I don't want much, I just want to feel freedom. Weak in the flesh, see visible pain. Deep in distress, these invisible chains causing physical strain like a drill in my brain. I am dirty and so unworthy, no concealing the stains. Only a spotless lamb can unlock this man from oppression and bondage that he cannot withstand. Hard to believe what was once so filthy, now pure and fully restored. I'm so guilty, yet I refuse to let it eat me alive. And I see why Adam and Eve had a reason to hide. Cause even in my shame, you choose to keep me alive. Since the Genesis, no plans of leaving my side.
To let it go, it's hard to fully trust. I say I give my life, but it's hard to truly give it up. I live in sacrifice, easy to say these words, harder to live it out. A doer of your word, called to preserve, disinfecting this wounded nature, but losing composure as these grains of salt are losing flavor. Stephen said, the lamps are flickering. I need your spark to quicken a heart that's quick to withering. What's hindering this decision to be fully committed to your holy commission? Maybe it's the fear of the idea of the living. Combined with the thought of losing everything I've been given. The cost to follow Christ, fully abandoned my life. I want to do it, but it causes me to think twice. Lord, I need you to free me from these bonds and chains. Only by your gracious strength can I live for your name.